Maseches Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues speaking about Shikha. Zayas, a olive tree, Shenimtza, Oymed Bein Shalosh Shuris, that's found in the middle of three rows of olive trees. Shel Shnei Malvanim, that has two different Malvanim. A Malvain, we mentioned this in the past, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, the way they planted the olive orchards, they would have patches of grain in between the trees. So a Malvain, which is literally a square brick, but it's referring to a square patch over here of grain that was planted between the trees, dividing them. So there's three rows of olive trees, and in between row A and B, there's a patch of grain, and in between row B and C, there's a patch of grain. And smack in the middle of the middle row, there was an olive tree. Ushachai, and he forgot to harvest this tree. So this tree has a row above it and a row below it, and it's in the middle of the middle row, so it's completely surrounded by trees on all sides. Imagine, picture nine trees with in a square with one tree in the middle. So this olive tree is smack in the middle of these three rows. Einai shicha, this is not going to be considered shicha for forgetting it, because it's hidden by the surrounding trees. There's, in all directions, there's trees surrounding it, blocking it. And so the owner, he wasn't able to see it, and the fact that he forgot it behind, it doesn't become shicha. This is similar to what we mentioned in Perek Hei Mishnah Zion, that when there's an external factor why he can't see something in his field and he forgets it, that's not going to be considered shicha. The Mishnah continues, Zaya Sheish by Sasayim, if you have an olive tree that contains Sasayim, two sa volume of fruit on this tree, Ushachay, and you forgot it, Ein Shicha, that's not Shicha. And this is again similar to what we've mentioned in the past in Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav and Zayin, that when there's this much volume of a forgotten bundle, and here it's talking about olives on a tree, so then it doesn't become shikha, because he's not going to forget it completely. He's going to remember to come back for it. Now, the Mishnah continues, and it goes back to the discussion in the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Aleph. Previously, we mentioned that trees that have a special reputation, so then they're not considered shikha if he leaves them behind. However, the Mishnah now comes to clarify that halacha. But Medvar Mamur, when was it said that a tree that has a reputation that's left behind is not shikha? That's Bezman Shalei Hischilu Bai, when he didn't begin harvesting that tree. Aval Hischa Bai, but once he started harvesting that tree, so even if it's a very chashev tree, Afilu Kezayis HaNetufa V'Shaitai, even a tree that the olives are dripping with oil in its time of being ripe, even still, Ushachai, and he forgot that tree, Yesh Lei Shecha. Then it does apply the Lachas of Shecha once he started harvesting it. It's no longer a complete tree left. He started harvesting it. Then it's possible that he'll forget it completely. And so this is considered shikha, and he has to leave it for the poor people. Mishnah continues, Kol zman sheyesh lai tachtav, as long as there's still remaining fruit below the tree that haven't yet been gathered, and that was at the end of the harvesting process of this tree, they would gather up any fruit that had fallen from the tree on the floor. So as long as there's still fruit on the floor and they haven't finished gathering that, he's still in the middle of harvesting. And then, Yesh Lei Bereishei, he can then continue to pick the top of the tree. The Mishnah is giving the guidelines of when it's considered shicha, when it's considered a forgotten tree. As long as he still has fruit underneath it that haven't been gathered, it's not finished the harvest, it's not shicha, he can continue to take fruit from the top of the tree. But once he does gather the fruit from the bottom and he leaves, so then, any fruit that were left up in the tree is shicha. He can't go back and take it. Rameir comes and gives a different opinion. He says that the harvest is done for that tree. Mishetelech hamachave, when the one who searches the tree for fruit that weren't easily seen, when he leaves and he's done his job, that's when the harvest is done on that tree. And then if there's fruit left behind, it's shicha. So this was done even afterwards, after the tree was harvested, there would be someone that would check to make sure there weren't any fruit that were hidden amongst the leaves. And so even, according to Rameir, even if the fruit were cleared from underneath the tree, the fallen fruit were cleared from underneath the tree, if this Machaveh, the one who searches the tree for hidden fruit, had not yet finished his job, then the harvest was not done yet on that tree, and they can still continue to pick from the top of the tree. It's not yet Shikha. Mishnah Gimel. Ezeu Peret. What is Peret? Hanoisher B'Shas HaBetzira, the grapes that fall off during the harvest. So the Mishnah now is discussing the mitzvah of Peret. Peret is the grape equivalent of Laket. Individual grapes, the Mishnah says, Hanoisher B'Shas HaBetzira, that fall off during harvest. So it's like the individual stalks of grain that fall during harvest. So this is for grapes on a grapevine. They're Peret, and they are left behind for the Aniyim. It's a special mitzvah, specifically by grapes. Mishnah continues, Haya Baitzer, if he was harvesting his grapevine, and Akatz Es HaEshkol, he cut a cluster of grapes, Husbach Ba'alim, the cluster got tangled on the leaves in the grapevine, and Nafal Miyadi La'aretz, and it fell out of his hand to the ground, V'nifrat, and individual grapes fell off of this. So in this case, Harei Yishol Ba'al Bayis. Here, he's allowed to keep, he's allowed to take those individual grapes that fell. He doesn't have to leave them for the Niyim, because there was an external factor that caused that they fell off. It wasn't a normal harvesting. It was because it snagged on the leaves. It wasn't a natural thing that caused the grapes to fall off. And therefore, he's allowed to take it. This is similar to what we discussed by Leket. That has to be natural causes in falling of the Leket. Mishnah continues, Haminiach es hakalkala tachas hagefen, someone who puts a basket underneath the grapevine, v'shashu bites her while he's harvesting, and he does this in order to catch any of the grapes, individual grapes that are going to fall off. Hareza gaizal saniyim, this person is stealing from the poor people because he's collecting, he's catching in his basket all the peret, all the individual grapes that otherwise would have been needed to be given to the aniyim. Alzan nemar, and regarding such a person, it said in the pasuk, Al tasik gvul eilim, don't violate the boundary of the poor people. Don't steal from the poor people. This person is stealing the parrot that should rightfully go to the poor people.